Hello, welcome to the Melanin Initiative, the premier nursing podcast made specifically for you. Yes, you. We know your time is valuable and something you can't get back, so we want to help you navigate the complicated healthcare world from our perspective without giving you too much information at once, hence the name TMI. So let's begin. Welcome, everyone, to the Melanin Initiative. I'm Alicia Brown. This is Kimberly, and that's Geraldine. And we are your co-hosts for the Melanin Initiative podcast. In healthcare, there's often too much information and not enough time. Here at the Melanin Initiative, we avoid TMI by breaking things down into language you can understand. We create a safe space to ask your questions and share our nursing perspective without taking up too much of your time. Today, we'll be talking about thyroid disease. By the end of the episode, it's our goal that you'll be able to explain the role and location of the thyroid, discuss common thyroid disorders, signs and symptoms, causes and risk factors for thyroid disease, and treatment options for various thyroid disorders. Kimberly, why don't you lead us through our disclaimer?
Remember, everyone, this show is for educational purposes only. The opinions expressed are our opinions alone. They are not a representation of any of our affiliations. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, you should seek medical guidance and medical attention from your healthcare provider. If you're having a physical emergency, you can call 911. And if you or someone you know is having a mental health emergency, you can call 988.
Perfect. Thank you. So I think first we should start very basic and just talk about where the thyroid is and what it does. So ladies, take it away. Why don't we start there?
All right. So the thyroid gland is located at the base of the neck. It is the function of the thyroid is that it produces hormones that regulate the body's metabolism, growth and development. It plays a role in controlling your heart muscle. It plays a function in your digestive system. It also has a role in brain development and bone maintenance. Its correct functioning also depends on a good supply of iodine in your diet.
Great. So yeah, if you're watching us on YouTube, we've put up bringing back our slides because we think it helps with getting the message across. And sometimes these topics can be a little bit easier to digest when you can see something. So here we have the thyroid gland, as at the base of the neck, like Geraldine said, and it's in front of the trachea, also known as your breathing pipe.
Perfect.
And so on top of that, you have four little tiny glands called the parathyroid. Most people don't know they exist unless they have a problem. And they're usually found incidentally, right? Yeah. So actually my mom was having some problems with her thyroid earlier this year where her calcium was elevated. And so it had been elevated for maybe like a whole year. And they kept telling her to do different things to try to get those numbers down, taking away like her supplements and changing things in her diet. And it just wasn't going down. And so they were looking at both her thyroid and parathyroid at that time because the parathyroid is associated with regulating your calcium. There are a number of different diseases that can be wrong with your thyroid. In our last episode, season 2, episode 1, if you haven't watched it, make sure you go back. We talked about our favorite topic, primary care. And one of the things we emphasized was how important it is to share information with your healthcare provider because you can have one symptom and it can be associated with a number of diseases. So in this picture, we have 6 different problems that can be wrong with the thyroid, but you can come in with like maybe you just have neck pain or discomfort. And without that history taking, without asking you those questions, we won't be able to get to the proper diagnosis as quickly as if we have all the information available. So actually, I can't see any of that.
So there's just different diseases that are on the screen displayed in front of you are thyroid cancer. There's thyroid nodules, thyroiditis, which could be from inflammation or infection of the thyroid. There's goiter. There's hypothyroidism, which we'll discuss a little bit, and hyperthyroidism, which we will also discuss a little bit further.
So as far as hypo and hyperthyroidism, hypothyroidism is where the thyroid gland does not produce enough of the thyroid hormone. And inversely, hyperthyroidism is where the thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormone. Having either one is not good. We don't want either one of those. So common causes and risk factors. So I'll start off with hypothyroidism. So common causes and risk factors of hypothyroidism is autoimmune disease, having thyroid surgery, which essentially is a thyroidectomy where they remove the thyroid gland completely. And we'll get into different reasons why they may do that. Radiation therapy can also affect the thyroid gland. Thyroiditis, like Alicia mentioned, which is the inflammation or infection of the thyroid. And then different medicines as well that you can take, they can affect your thyroid gland and the thyroid hormone.
Okay, let's back up to the other picture real quick. So like Geraldine said, your thyroid is responsible for metabolism. So that's either how fast or slow something goes. Mm-hmm. And the body doesn't work the way it's supposed to if things are too slow. So you can have, we have a picture here of different symptoms, which I cannot see. But one of the more common ones are like, yeah, you might gain weight, right? And then, oh, is that what it has here though? So I just want to make sure it has the same.
So when we're talking about different symptoms, would be hair loss, feeling cold, that goiter that we talked about, which is like an enlargement. You can physically see it. Fatigue, mood and memory changes, high cholesterol, heart rate, slow heart rate, mm-hmm, weight gain, constipation, dry skin and hair, brittle nails, menstrual changes, and sore muscles and joints.
Yeah, and those are all examples of when certain parts of the body are moving too slowly, and so you just don't get the optimal outcome that you want. So your metabolism is too slow, you gain weight. You don't get enough blood flow or circulation, your hair falls out, right? You don't, and also blood is responsible for keeping your body warm. So mm-hmm, naturally, if it doesn't circulate at an optimal speed, you're going to be more cold. Can you be cold with a lot of other diseases? Absolutely, right? And that's where that information that you can share with your provider becomes so important. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, are we talking about medicines now?
Well, before we talk about medicine, I think we should also talk about, we were just talking about hypothyroidism. Mm-hmm. So I think we should also touch base on hyperthyroidism, although it's less commonly seen. It still exists. So with hypo.
Oh, but don't we want to close out hypo?
Was that what,
okay. Yeah, we're going to close it out and then move on so they don't get confused.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah, so here we have another graphic up comparing the two diseases. So first, we're just going to focus on hypo. So like we mentioned, all those things, particularly thyroid cancer, the goiter, which is an enlargement. And if your thyroid is going too fast, they might take it out. So once you remove that organ, we need to get it. So it's too low and we need to get it back to like a middle ground. Mm-hmm. And so one of the medications that we might give you, a very common medication, is Synthroid.
Also known as the levothyroxine. So with that medication, you usually take it in the first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. And it's something that you take, if you have hypothyroidism, you're taking it for life.
Especially if they remove the organ.
Yeah, if you remove your thyroid, you have to. There are some, I have had some patients that I've seen that have been on the medication because of their levels. And after medication management, they were able to come off of the medication. However, the people that have had like thyroidectomies where they remove the thyroid gland completely, they are on levothyroxine or Synthroid for life.
It's a very tiny, tiny pill. We know that people don't like to take medications. And a lot of the patients we see who are on it typically are older, retired adults. So they might already be taking a handful of medications. Some people do cut them in half. Is that a safe thing to do?
No, this medication shouldn't be crushed or cut. You should take it whole. But as Kimberly said, it is a small pill. So we're hopeful that, you know, maybe you could gulp it down with maybe some applesauce, yes, or yes, ice cream, you know, excellent, whatever, you know,
gets helps the medicine you get it down. Yeah. Right. I haven't really had too many patients complain about that one.
Yeah.
And even when people like have issues with memory, they remember, there's some medications people remember, like, even when they're really confused, thyroid, blood pressure, and diabetes. Like they remember those medications and pain, obviously. And so, yeah, once you get placed on that medication, that is one that we don't know it's working unless we like draw your blood. Mm-hmm. And so when you first get on that dose, they might have you come back in like, 4 to 8 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Usually, yeah.
And then if they change the dose, you'll come back again at that. Now, once you're stable, then they can extend the next time you need your blood drawn. But yeah, that's one where it's very important that you follow with primary care.
Absolutely.
Because there really is no other way to know if it's working or not. And you could be having some adverse or negative reactions to the medication, and a simple dose change can fix that.
One thing I wanted you ladies to emphasize a little more on is perhaps the goiter. That is something that is pretty prominent.
It is.
Yeah. So,
keyword.
Yeah. Do you want to touch on it here?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an enlargement. So when of the thyroid gland, and it can be, you know, sometimes it's not as large as what's depicted in the photo here. However, it's sometimes quite noticeable. You'll have like some swelling in the neck area that's not normal for you. And that's a good indicator that, something's wrong. I need to go see my primary care doctor to figure out, or my primary care provider to figure out what's going on there.
Yeah. And it's not always a scary thing. Yeah. It could just be enlarged for a number of reasons. Maybe you just had a viral infection, okay, a cold, and it might be temporarily swollen. And so actually, this is a great place to talk about the physical exam. Mm-hmm. And so your provider will use their fingers, place it over you can do this yourself while you're listening to the Melanin Initiative, and you'll just put your fingers on the side of your windpipe, your trachea. I know all the medical terms. I'm trying to remember the not medical terms, the non-jargon. And so you'll put your fingers on the side, and when you swallow, you'll feel a gland go up and down. And that's we kind of describe it like an H. So on the sides of your neck are like the vertical lines of an H, and then going across is
the horizontal line.
And if you put your fingers there, you can feel it. And so, you know, after you've felt like 100 necks, you're going to notice when there's something abnormal.
That's how we pretty much assess.
So but that part's it's typically not painful. Obviously, if your neck is as large as that other lady, you're likely having some pain. And then they might have you follow up with like an ultrasound. Again, not really painful, but if you're having pain and swelling and they have to push a probe against your neck, you might be sensitive to that. And then if they need to follow up even further and do a biopsy, you know, there is a needle involved there. And that's actually what my mom did have to go through at the beginning of the year to find out for sure what was actually causing her calcium to be abnormally elevated. And there was some pain, a little bit of pain associated with that, but they used some numbing pain and that helped her.
Yeah, but these are all things that like you won't know unless you go into your primary care provider's office. So like, even if, you know, when in doubt, just go and ask, like go in. It's better to be safe than sorry than dealing with an illness that it's not good to just sit there and suffer. Just see your primary care provider so they can either rule it out, or if that's what's happening, they can put you on some sort of treatment.
And I think just, you know, from my nursing perspective, a lot of times people feel chronic fatigue and weight gain, mm-hmm, and they automatically assume it's a thyroid issue. So, you know, a lot of women get a little older, maybe they transition into their 30s and different things happen in time. And I mean, hey, this is real life, right? But you're a little more tired than you usually are, yeah, gain a little more weight, and everybody's here telling you it's your thyroid. But nonetheless, it's important you go get it checked out. You never know. There's so many things
it could be, yeah,
that cause fatigue and weight gain. So don't let the old wise tales of it's all your thyroid send you down a spiral. Just go get it checked out.
Right. And even I had a close friend who had to go through like a bunch of these procedures I just talked about and end up being thyroid cancer. Obviously not a diagnosis you want to receive, but she had this surgery. She's taking the pill and she's lived, you know, her life has continued. Yeah. So if you think about all your cancers and all your negative diagnoses, that's not a bad one to get if you catch it in time.
And the graphic on the screen is just depicting thyroid cancer, just a visualization of what that could look like.
So yeah, you know, there's a small space in your neck. Once you start having these extra growths, it doesn't take long to start causing problems. There's not a lot of room for things that weren't already supposed to be there. So yeah, just go get it checked. And I was telling the ladies, I've heard a few stories where nurses have been watching just like TV, mm-hmm, and they've seen a little bit of swelling in someone's neck. They message the show told them their concerns, that person followed up, ended up being diagnosed with something like cancer, had it removed, and they were, you know, they just went on with their life after that.
So I think we talked a lot about hypothyroid. Is there anything more that we want to emphasize when it comes to hyperthyroid? I know it's not as common of a thyroid disorder as hypothyroid, but I do think there may be some things worth mentioning.
Yeah, great point. So we can put the other graphic that has it side by side.
Yeah.
That makes it a little bit easier for people to kind of see the difference.
Yeah, so as previously mentioned, this hyperthyroidism is when the thyroid gland produces too much of the thyroid hormone. Some of the causes, and sorry, I can't see that either. You might want to.
Yeah, Alicia's going to share with us the different symptoms. So I know they have like heart rate can get really fast and excessive sweating.
Yeah. So with hyperthyroid, you could have weight loss or weight gain. Mm-hmm. You could have.
I think the weight loss. I think we see the weight loss one more.
Right.
With hyper, yeah.
Increased sweating, nail thickening and flaking, nervousness and anxiety, muscle weakness. Diarrhea, racing heart, heat intolerance, puffy or bulging eyes, short and light periods. So pretty much the opposite effects of hypothyroidism are what you would experience in hyperthyroidism. Something I would probably note is the puffy or bulging eyes. So just like with the goiter, that's another thing that is a physical, like, a noticer for folks that are experiencing hyperthyroidism.
And the exophthalmos, right?
Yeah.
And then that's usually associated with Graves' disease. So you mentioned like the diarrhea, because remember, we're thinking about metabolism.
Correct.
So things are moving too quickly, right? Mm-hmm. And so when your food's not given enough time for water to be absorbed from your intestines, it comes out soft or liquidy even. And then you had mentioned some other ones I really liked.
Nervousness and anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Everything is
impacted. Like,
Now, not everyone. So they've recorded a few episodes already for season two, and I was watching them. And you had mentioned something about anxiety and how that is like a healthy emotion to have.
Yes,
right. And it doesn't mean that it's just a natural part of life. Some, you know, might be temporary.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just because you have anxiety, it doesn't mean you have thyroid problems. Also, we just want to mention that.
I also want to mention that there are some symptoms that both hypothyroidism and hyperthyroidism could have you feeling. So they both could have you feeling fatigue. Mm-hmm. They both could have you feeling insomnia or the ability to fall asleep. And they both could also have you experiencing hair loss. So those are those three kind of symptoms that I previously mentioned, that just because you have them doesn't necessarily mean you have a thyroid issue, but it could mean we have to do some further testing.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't really know. So just keep that in mind as well.
That's a great point, because people always think we're supposed to know the answer right away, or that we're actually very common is that we're experimenting on them. And it's not that we're experimenting on you, it's that medicine is a science and it does take steps to get to the right answer. Mm-hmm. And so it does require some patience.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Graves' disease.
Excellent.
So that is what a hyperthyroid disease. And that kind of still has those same symptoms that we talked about. The exophthalmos, which is those bulging eyes. The goiter. Arrhythmias and tachycardia, which is an abnormal rhythm. And a fast heart rate. Nausea, diarrhea, abnormal menstrual cycle, muscle weakness, tremor. So when you think about, like, once again, the metabolism moving fast, things are speeding up. Mm-hmm. This is just the official name of all of that put together. It's called Graves' disease.
Yeah, so your body's meant to function a certain way, where certain hours of the day are meant for, like, going and working.
Yeah.
And then there's a part of the day that's supposed to be rest and digest. And when you don't get enough of that because your system is either moving too fast or too slow, you can see how every organ, every body part is impacted, usually the opposite of how it's supposed to work.
So let's talk about what happens if I get Graves' disease or I have hyperthyroidism. What treatment options are out there for me?
So with hyperthyroidism, you can, there are different options. It's not very, hyperthyroidism is not something that we commonly see. We see more hypothyroidism. However, it's still out there. So there's a medication called methimazole. I always have trouble saying that word. Or the brand name of it is Tapazole. And that medication is taken to help lower the thyroid hormone. But most commonly with patients that have hyperthyroidism, they get radioactive iodine and then surgery where they remove the thyroid completely. And this is a thyroidectomy. Some people have partial thyroidectomies and some have full. But essentially, if you have your thyroid removed, you are going to be on that medication that we mentioned earlier, levothyroxine, also known as Synthroid, for life because you no longer have a thyroid gland. So we need to replace those hormones with that medication. Another medication that's sometimes used for people that have hyperthyroidism is beta blockers. And these drugs are, they block the action of the thyroid hormone in the body. They don't necessarily change the levels of hormones in your blood, but they kind of help manage the symptoms like that you experience when you have like that rapid heartbeat, that nervousness. Sometimes people that have hyperthyroidism have the shakiness. And this treatment isn't usually used alone. It's usually paired with another treatment plan, but ultimately, and sometimes as you mentioned earlier that they, when we were talking earlier, that they pair this medication, they put people on this medication as they're waiting for their thyroidectomy.
Yeah, for their surgery. So yeah, beta blockers, typically that's going to be some kind of blood pressure medication, and that's to slow everything down. Mm-hmm. Because if your heart's beating too fast, you can't get enough oxygen to your vital organs, and that's something we definitely want to prevent from happening.
Right.
And yeah, it might be, it's typically temporary. The iodine, it helps to also slow down that elevated metabolism level. And sometimes they'll do that just to see if that even, if you don't even need surgery after that. But for those people who do, they'll go on and have surgery.
Great. Mm-hmm. So we shared a lot today. So to recap, we talked about the role and the location of the thyroid gland. We explained some common thyroid disorders and their signs and symptoms. We talked about some causes and some risk factors for both hypo and hyperthyroidism and the treatment options for the various thyroid disorders. Journey, you want to take us out?
Yeah. So this was a, thank you, ladies. This was a great topic.
We actually got this question for during season one to talk about the thyroid. So I'm glad we were able to do that.
Yeah, me too. You can always email us your questions or show ideas. We really take those suggestions into consideration when we're creating our show. You can email those ideas at tmi.melanin@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Please share the show with your friends. Rate the Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave a comment as this really helps us gain more support for the show and helps us to get the message across to those who need it. You can find our social media links and a list of resources related to our conversation today in the description box. We release a new show weekly on TMI Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on YouTube and all of your favorite podcast apps. Follow, like, and share our content with all of your friends. And thank you so much for watching.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed the episode and we didn't give you too much information. Join us next Tuesday at 10 for a new episode of the Melanin Initiative.